Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome. You are listening to the Heart and Rock Radio Show with Gene and Rocky.
What's going on, guys? It's Reverend Dr. G. Wright coming to you live from on Tuesday from the DMV. I love to say DMV because I am a native Washingtonian, but from the Baltimore area, and it feels so great to be here with you guys tonight. Don't pay me any attention. I just had some cheesecake, and I am just a little wired because of that sugar rush. I didn't eat the whole thing. I just ate a little bit, but I hope you guys are doing wherever you guys are. I hope you guys are encouraged. You guys are just being blessed, and I pray that you are relaxing wherever you are. I'll play a little bit of consecrated for you in the background a little bit while I'm talking. So much is going on in the world today. So many people are hurting. So many people are dealing with life on life. I just dealing with life's question. I've heard that people are going through, right? But I just want to encourage you today. The whole point of this broadcast is to encourage you, hopefully bring some light, clarification, and clarity, and encouragement into your world. You know, I could be doing a lot of things. You'd be there. If you're willing and you're able to stay here for this hour. You know, last week I talked about Jonah. And tonight I'm talking about part two of Jonah. Are you angry? But you know, how many of you guys know this? We may make our own plans, but the topic that I did want to talk about I'm just thinking just a little bit. And I say this. I think this season is time for us to focus on your healing, you're dealing with hurt, allow the Lord to grieve the loss of love for the Lord. But ultimately, God, don't let you go to me. My prayer is that God will use me for His glory. That's what I was. You know, sometimes you have to do a lot of people. You know what? Take my life. Let me. Take my life. I plan. Let me. Take my life. Let it be. Consecrated means to be set apart. Set apart. You know, one of the things I've learned as I've come older is this. Sometimes, guys, that road might be lonely. Sometimes you might feel like you're all alone, but guess what? You are not alone. You might feel like, why am I going through this? Why am I experiencing these things? But sometimes God wants us to think and reflect on our actions, on stories in the Bible. He wants us to reflect so we can learn and we can grow from those things. What's up, Maurice? So we can learn and support, so we can grow. I know it's football season. I don't even know if there's a game on tonight. But this time I'm generally come on. And if you're missing it, if you're at the game, you say, hey, I want to come back through. You know, you can always come back through because it's Blog Talk. I'm on Blog Talk Radio and I'm on Facebook Live. So there's a blog there. But again, tonight I want to talk about, are you angry? Or do you have a right to be angry? You know, last week we talked about Jonah, and we talked about the whole thing about him going and giving that message, and possibly giving that message to people that he probably didn't even want to give the message to, so much so that he ran from God's message. When we picked up last week in Jonah chapter 3, you know, he's like, okay, here I am, and it says that the word of the Lord came to Jonah again. So guess what? God gives us forgiveness. Guess what? God, you might not do it right the first time. You might mess up. You might be afraid to move out there. But guess what? While you have breath in your body, guess what? You still have a chance to do what God has called you to do. And that's what we're talking about. What's going on, D? What's going on, Malone? If you're there, at least I waved at you. So just let you know that I saw you. I appreciate you guys coming through. You know, but, you know, tonight I'm talking about, are you angry? Do you have a right to be angry? And we're going to be looking at the rest, at this part two, about Jonah. I guess I could have made it to a three-part series, but I started chapter 3 last week. So this week I'm going to go ahead and go on to chapter 4 in Jonah. Okay, chapter 4, like this. Jonah's angry. Jonah was angry, right? He was angry because the Lord was compassionate on the same people that he was trying not to go and tell. This is what the Lord is saying. 40 more days in Nineveh will be overturned. So he had a message to give. He was just a little bit upset. You know, he's like, let me sit back and see what is going to happen to what God told me to tell them. Let me see what's going to happen. In Jonah chapter 4, it reads, but Jonah was greatly displeased and became angry. He prayed to the Lord, O Lord, is this not what I said when I was still at home? That is why I was so quick to flee to Tarshish. I knew that you are a gracious and compassionate God, slow to anger and abounding in love, a God who relents from sending calamity. Now, O Lord, take away my life, for it is better for me to die than to live. But the Lord replied, have you any right to be angry? Jonah went out and sat down at a place east of the city. There he made himself a shelter, sat in its shade, waited to see what would happen to the city. Then the Lord God provided a vine. He provided a vine, y'all, and made it grow up over Jonah to give shade for his head and to ease his discomfort. And Jonah was very happy about the vine. He was very happy. But at dawn the next day, God provided a worm, which chewed the vine so that it withered. When the sun rose, God provided a scorching east wind, and the sun blazed on Jonah's head so that he grew faint. What's going on, guys? So he grew faint. He wanted to die and said, it would be better for me to die than to live. But God said to Jonah, do you have a right to be angry about the vine? I do, he said. I am angry enough to die. But the Lord said, you have been concerned about this vine, though you did not tend to it or make it grow. It sprang up overnight and died overnight. But Nineveh has more than 120,000 people who cannot tell their right hand from their left, and many cattle as well. Should I not be concerned about the great city? What's going on? What's going on? Got my brother. What's up, Daisy? What's up, bro? What's up, Brian? What's good, Auntie Sheila? Dr. T. And I have none other than my mother. Hey, Mom. You know, thank you for you guys coming through this part two of Jonah. Talking about Jonah. Came from Jonah. I just now finished reading Jonah chapter 4. May the Lord add a blessing to the reading of his word. And I pray that God will bless this time of sharing together. You know, the title of this message is, Are You Angry? Or better yet, Do You Have a Right to Be Angry? You know, sometimes in life we face dilemmas, right? And what appears to be setbacks, we sit back and we see people who appear to deserve the judgment of God, who deserve judgment. But when God has mercy on them, we become upset. Some of us become upset sometimes. Isn't God about forgiveness and reconciliation of mankind? Now, if you were with me last week, we talked about how Jonah was healed, that whole thing about giving that message, right? You know, we talked about that, you know, last week. And let me get the title of that one directly God gives second chances, right? Talk about God gives second chances last week. This week we're talking about, do you have a right to be angry? So you see, sometimes we get it mixed up. When God gives us messages, we want to see people like tear them up, Lord. You know, you're not doing what God's told you to do. Jonah went here in chapter 3 and told them what the Lord said, and they repented. And now in chapter 4, he's angry. Jonah is angry. First point tonight, Jonah was angry, y'all. Jonah was angry. It says, but Jonah was greatly displeased and became angry. He prayed to the Lord, O Lord, is this not what I said when I was still at home? That is why I was so quick to flee to Tarshish. I knew that you are a gracious and compassionate God, slow to anger and abounding in love, a God who relents from sending calamity. Now, O Lord, take away my life, for it is better for me to die than to live. He was being so dramatic, wasn't he? He was being so dramatic. I knew that you were a saving God. I knew. I froze. You knew. Am I freezing, guys? Are you guys there? What's going on, cousin? You know. Okay. All right. So, first point tonight, Jonah became angry. He became angry because God didn't destroy the people of Nineveh. You know, sometimes, guys, you know, we get upset because you're like, Lord, why haven't you destroyed these people yet? These people aren't serving you. They aren't loving you. And here he is, had a message that God gave him to give them. And now he's upset. He's upset and he's angry because God is compassionate. What? How dare him? How many of us sometimes are angry at the Lord because we're saying, Lord, I'm serving you. These people aren't serving you. God gives you a message. You give a message. You sing a song. You give a word. These people say, you know what? I'm tired of playing games. I want to do right in the sight of God and get together. And then sometimes you become upset when you see, like, it seems like some people have turned their lives to the Lord. And you're expecting, Lord, I'm expecting you to bring that judgment on them, to deal with their sin, and God's being compassionate. You know, that's what's happening right here. He's upset because God is gracious. Have you ever been upset with God because you felt like some people should have received a judgment or that some people should have been dealt with? Have you ever felt like, you know, Lord, how come they didn't get caught? How come they didn't go through what I've gone through? How come they're doing all these different things? They need to be judged. But here it is, God has become compassionate. He was compassionate because they turned from their sin. And Jonah is upset. He's been a drama king. Take my life, Lord. Take my life. You can take anyone. No, just, I'd rather just die. I knew you're a gracious God. That's why I didn't want to go in the first place. So here he is upset because he did what God told him to do. But he's not doing what God thought that he thought that God should do. You know, have you guys ever been in that place? Have you ever been in that situation where you're upset because God has not, it seems like God has not dealt with some people that you might not like? Well, guess what? One day I was at work, and I think I've shared this message before, how God used someone to give me a message. And God spoke to that person, and the message I got is that God can use anyone. He can speak to you. The question is, are you going to listen to him? Then are you going to do what he's called you to do? Well, this person needs to be judged. Guess what? God died for each of us. Jesus Christ died for each of us. God sent his son for each of us. The victim and the person who is the perpetrator. I keep freezing. I don't know what's going on tonight. I really, really don't know what is going on tonight or why I'm keeping on freezing. But I think I'm going to try something different next week. Yes. 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 This week I pray for all you know, I know that, listen to this, because they're praying, the Republican Party is praying for us too. Well, some of them, not everyone. You know, listen, there are some people in both parties are praying for each other. I'll say it like that. You know, we're praying for one another. So we're just sick of each other. We're praying for each other. You know, and the thing about it is this, guys, regardless, we've got to continue to pray for people. We have to pray for each other. Because guess what? God is compassionate. God is compassionate. You know, it's just for us to make a decision if we're going to do what he's calling us to do. What's up, Oscar? What's going on, Dr. T? It's up to us. Are we going to do what God has called us to do? So Jonah became angry. He's being dramatic. Take away my life. And, you know, drama king. Just take away my life. I'm tired. You know, because he was expecting something to happen. He was not seeing it happen. You know, we all need prayer, no matter who we are. And yes, God loves us all. That's right, Oscar. God loves us all. You know, Jonah was upset because here's a message. Here's a message that he had given. That God had given him, and people changed. And he's wanting to see God do something. He wanted to see God move. He wanted to see God deal with them. But listen, God said, look, I'm compassionate. I've had compassion on these people. Listen, God has compassion on us when we turn and we say, you know what, let me stop doing that foolishness and let me do what God is calling me to do. Let me follow the Lord. You know, God will have compassion on you. And here, Jonah was upset. He's the messenger. And see, Jonah also wanted to see what was going to really happen. Have you ever given a message or word that God has given you and you sit back and say, let me see what is happening. But even before I go on, in verse 4, yeah, Brian, pray daily for each other. In verse 4, but the Lord replied, have you any right to be angry? Have you any right to be angry? See, sometimes we want to tell God what we think he should do, right? Sometimes we feel like we should, Lord, you should need to do this, X, Y, and Z. I'm going to sit back and watch you do this. Have you ever, it's just like when you know, oh, that kid's going to get in trouble. Let me sit back and see what they're going to do. Let's see how they're going to deal with this punishment. But if God didn't do anything, the whole thing is this, like Lord said in Jonah chapter 4, verse 4, but the Lord replied, have you any right to be angry? No, you don't have any right to be angry. Just do what God has called you to do. And if the people turn, great. If they don't turn, great. Now, what's up, Greg? What's going on? Love you, man. Love you, bro. You know, tonight we're talking about, do you have a right to be angry? Are you angry? Why are you angry? You know, the thing about it is that sometimes we get into the whole thing of the way we think that God should move in our lives or in people's lives. But you know what? Do we have a right to be angry? No, just do what God has called us to do. So it's amazing, like, just have this conversation today. You know, just do what God has called you to do. You know, Jonah wanted to see what was going to really actually happen. He made himself comfortable underneath the shade or shelter. In verse 5, it says, Jonah went out and sat down at a place east of the city. There he made himself a shelter, sat in its shade, and waited to see what would happen to the city. Then the Lord provided a vine and made it grow up over Jonah to give shade for his head to ease his discomfort. And Jonah was very happy about the vine. Listen, Jonah was like, I've already given this message. Nineveh is going to be destroyed in 40 days. And 40 more days and Nineveh will be overturned. He gave that message. He was upset. He knows God's compassion. But listen, he still went out and sat down at a place east of the city. He prepared his place. He prepared himself so that he could sit back and see what God was going to do to these people. And it says this again, that the Lord provided a vine and made it grow. It grew up over Jonah to give shade for his head and to ease his discomfort. And Jonah was very happy, y'all. He was happy. See, God gave him provision. He provided for Jonah. He provided that vine to give him some comfort. Okay, I'm going to make you comfortable. Jonah was feeling good, right? He's sitting back. He's sitting back to wait to see what God's going to do to the city, right? Sometimes, guys, have you guys told someone something and you sat back and just waited to see what God's going to do or what the person was going to do next and how is God going to deal with them? And you're thinking, maybe God's going to do this. Maybe God's going to do that. See, Jonah really was just, he really wanted to see what God's going to do. He really probably really liked the people of Nineveh. He didn't want to go there. He didn't want to give the message. He ran. Then he went ahead and he was obedient. And now here they've turned. He's upset. You know, but then he wants to sit back and see what happened. What was going to happen to those people. And it said he was very happy. You know, what did he think God was going to do to that city? They might have changed. They might say they have changed, but, you know, it's like he was very happy, right? You know, I'm going to go on a limb and say this. You know, even before, let me finish with the story first, this part. He made it grow. Jonah was happy. Then it says right here in verse 7 of Jonah chapter 4, but at dawn the next day, God provided a worm. God gave him provision, right? But he gave him that shade with that vine. But then, according to the story, the next day, God also provided a worm, which chewed the vine so that it withered. So he gave provision. He gave him something to help him feel good and feel better. And then God also allowed the worm. It says, next day God provided a worm. He brought a worm, which ate at that same thing that was meant to give him a blessing. His whole thing is about the teaching, right? What was being taught? What is the lesson? God also gave the provision. Also, he provided a worm, which chewed the vine up, right? Chewed it up. And then it says he grew faint. It said when the sun rose, God provided a scorching east wind, and the sun blazed on Jonah's head so that he grew faint. He wanted to die and said, it would be better for me to die than to live. No, the lesson. I'm going to sit here and say this. Jonah felt self-entitled. I will go on a limb to say tonight that Jonah felt self-entitled. I'm going to say that. Why? Because God goes on in verse 9 to say, God said to Jonah, do you have a right to be angry about the vine? Do you have a right to be angry about the vine? Do you have a right to be angry about what God provided you, the blessing he provided you? And it didn't last for a long time, but it lasted for a season. But do you have a right to be angry? See, there's a question, there's some lessons here in this story. Do you really have a right to be angry about something that you didn't even do? Do you have a right to be angry? And it says, God asked Jonah, God asked him that. And Jonah said, yes, I do. I do, he said. I am angry enough to die. Drama king, drama king, drama king. But I'm going to tell you this tonight, that Jonah felt self-entitled. He felt self-entitled. How many of us feel self-entitled? You know, Lord, I expected you to, you know, that person did this, that person did that, and, you know, you blessed me with this, and, you know, and that thing is not here, and I'm feeling discomfort. I'm feeling a certain way because that blessing is no longer here, and I expected that blessing to be here, but do you have a right to be angry? See, sometimes I think we forget that it's God's blessings, God's grace, his mercy that keeps us. And sometimes we become upset. We become upset because things aren't going the way we expect them to come. Ouch. We expect them to go. Ouch. You know, for those who are coming through, tonight's message is, why are you angry? Or do you have a right to be angry? Do you have a right to be angry? Are some of you guys angry? It seems like God is blessing you. It seems like the season has changed, you know, because, listen, God blessed him with the shade, right? And he felt comfortable. He had some comfort. And then God also brought the worm that ate up the shade. Then not only did God do that, God also brought a scorching east wind. Let me tell you this, life is going to happen. And sometimes we talk about the past, these few months, if you've been with me, I guess the past few years, whatever, I've always talked about learning to become comfortable being uncomfortable. Sometimes some things we experience in life are uncomfortable, but God gives us the grace and mercy to move beyond that. You know, going back to the story, Jonah, I believe he felt self-entitled, like his anger with God was going to keep God from doing what God wanted to do in the first place. How many of you guys become angry? You know, God, I'm expecting this, and you're pouting, you're upset. I'm expecting this to happen in my life the way it's supposed to happen. And I wish if this doesn't happen, I wish I was dead now. That's basically what Jonah was saying. Jonah's being this big drama king, you know? But God said to Jonah, do you have a right to be angry about the vine? Again, here's something that he did not create. It lasted for the season it's supposed to last. And then life happened. But do you have a right to be upset because it's no longer here? Now, listen, guys, I know sometimes we get in our feelings, right? We become upset because sometimes, well, first of all, who likes being uncomfortable? Is that something that we all want to say, you know, I'll take that, Lord. I'll be uncomfortable. I'll take this trial. I'll take that trial. We like to be comfortable. But here we are. Here we are at this place. You know, and I said, I believe that Jonah felt self-entitled. Like being angry was going to change what God was planning on doing. And he said, basically, you know, he basically felt like this. I have a right to be upset about the vine. But do you have a right to be upset about the things that God has blessed you with that, you know, there's a time and place for everything under the sun. You know, you're not going to always be comfortable. You're not going to always be comfortable. You know, and he was like saying like this, I want to die. He was basically upset and uncomfortable. And he probably felt he didn't get his way. Lord, I wasted my time to come and tell these people this message. And you haven't destroyed them yet. Now I'm expecting them to be destroyed. I'm upset. But in this story, this part, epic, you know, that's why he was sitting at the east of the city so he could see what was going to happen. He wanted to see what was going to happen. You know, God spoke. God spoke. But the Lord said, you have been concerned about this vine, though you did not tend it or make it grow. It sprang up overnight and died overnight. You know, sometimes, guys, you know, I tell you, I think we were talking about this a while ago, where I shared this with you guys. I was looking around my house now just thinking, you know, when it's my time to leave this place, because we're not going to be here 24/7. You know, this earth is not our home. This is not our final destination. You know, and when we leave this place, we're going to leave with life's lessons, the things we've learned, the things we'll take with us. We're going to leave here with that stuff. All these different things we have, we can't take with us. We can't take cars. We can't take our money, our bank accounts. You can't take your favorite book. You can't take any of those things. Here he is, like, Jonah in this story saying, I want to die. I'm ready to go. I'm unhappy. I'm uncomfortable. Things aren't going my way. Wah, 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 wah. You know, my video keeps freezing up. I don't know what's going on, Oscar. I think I'm going to try something different next week. You know, are you guys still there? You still there? All right. Sorry about that, guys. So, yeah, my phone started ringing. Can you guys see me? Can you see me? Okay. But you know, you're basically upset. And sometimes, guys, we are upset. What's up, Crystal? What's going on, girl? I want to die, and I'm upset. Sometimes, guys, we complain. We complain about things that we weren't. Listen, I'm sitting here, and I'm looking at my house, right? I'm sitting up here looking at the things that God's blessed me with. When I'm gone, I'm not going to be able to take any of these things with me. I'm not going to be able to take any of these things with me. You're not going to be able to take the things that you have with you. And this is, in verse 11, chapter 4 of Jonah, it reads, but Nineveh has more than 120,000 people who cannot tell their right hand from their left, and many cattle as well. Should I not be concerned about that great city? You know, basically, this whole thing. You're still here? Thank you, Mom. You know, the Lord said, look, you're concerned more about this vine than you are about the souls. Sometimes, guys, we're so concerned about what God is doing, how he's doing it, why he's doing it, why he's not doing it, versus thinking about that person needs to know, Lord, that person needs to be touched by the love of God. That person needs to feel Jesus incarnate. Like you're putting on Jesus, like you're putting on Christ. You're being a Christian. And you're showing love. It doesn't mean that you're becoming a doormat for people to walk on or take advantage of you. That's not what being a Christian is about. Sharing the love of God, sharing God's truth to a hurting nation, to a hurting people, to people who are lost. You know, showing them, look, you are not alone in this fight called life. I am here. You are not alone. You know, see, sometimes we focus on these little things. See, and that's whole story about the vine. He was so focused. I'm upset you took the vine. I'm upset. You're upset about the vine. What about the soul? And one thing that God, of another person, one thing God showed me when I was at work one day is like, I died for them too. I died for them too. Think about someone that you might not like, or organization of people that you don't like. Guess what? God died for them. Some people are more concerned about what people wear in the church versus, you know, does that person have food to eat? Can you help them? Does that person know about Jesus? Can you help them? Can you help them to heal? Can you help them? Or are you more concerned about the things in this world? You focus on this. But what about wanting God to, listen, if we want God to be gracious with us and give us mercy, how about giving other people mercy? How about giving other people grace? How about giving other people a chance to say, you know what, you know, I messed up. I messed up this time. When we mess up, do you want God to just dismiss us? You know, here Jonah was upset because God, he knew that God had a heart of compassion. He was compassionate. He was compassionate for him. Listen, Jonah had run the first time, right? Got swallowed, ended up getting swallowed by the whale, spit out on ground, on dry land. And then in Jonah chapter 3, you know, he's like, look, here, and the word of the Lord came to Jonah again. So he had compassion on Jonah to give out, to give that message. Jonah gave the message. He didn't even not really like the people. He gave the message. And he is sitting back seeing how God's going to deal with them. Oscar says, Jesus died on that cross for all humankind. Yes. Brother Greg says, my former pastor said this about anger. It is always a secondary emotion, either something you can't control, fear, or someone hurt you. Regarding one, God says 365 times, do not fear. And two, Hebrews 10, vengeance is mine. In other words, anger is a wasted and misplaced emotion. Excuse me. Thank you for sharing that, bro. Thank you for sharing that. That's something to really, really think about right there. You know, like, why are you angry? What's the real reason why you're angry? Are you just angry? Why are you really, really angry? Jonah really wanted to see those people really get it. I'm going to go and I'm going to give this message. Nineveh, in 40 more days, Nineveh is going to be overturned. Let me sit back and get my popcorn and eat my popcorn and drink my drink and see what God is going to do. And then that whole story, God bringing something, causing something to grow, something that he had no part in, but God blessed him and allowed him to have that shade. And there's that big thing, that big vine. Then God brings that worm. See, God sometimes allows things to happen. Sometimes God allows these things to happen, right? To teach us a lesson. What we have today, is what God has blessed us with. What we have today is what God has blessed us with. I'm going to just tell you this. Don't take it for granted. You know, I'm going to share something with you guys real quick, really quick. You know, it's something I'm going to talk about probably on Sunday. You know, staying connected to the present with a future focus. Thank God for the memories, but praise God for the present and for the future. Thank God for the memories, but praise God for the present and for the future. You know, do we have the right to be angry? Not really. We don't, because what we have is what God has blessed us with. What we have is what God has given us. What he's given us, there's some things, guys, that we can learn, some lessons we can learn. Forgiveness, you know, the fruit of the Spirit, right? You know, the life's lessons that we are learning, lessons from the Bible, those things that we can carry with us. So we are, when we do go through those difficult times, those uncomfortable times, God will bring us through those times. But listen, let's not lose focus on minor things. Let's focus on the main thing. Let's focus on people's souls. You know, guys, listen. Sometimes things work through my mind. I'm like, should I say it? Should I not say it? You know, because sometimes, guys, we feel like we're self-titled. Like, why do I have to go through this? Listen, guys, you can't have a testimony without a test. And all things work for the good of those who love the Lord. You know, all things will work out for your good. You just got to keep the faith and believe. But do you have a right to be angry when things change? We might go through the things we might go through. We might go through grief. We might go through hurt. But listen, that's a part of life. You know, thank God for the memories. Thank God for the blessings. And then remember this. Remember this. Just like God provided some things for you, guess what? God will continue to provide. God might bless you with that vine. A worm might come the next day, eat it up. Something else might happen. guess what? God has spared you and you're still here. But even more so than that, the big issue, the big thing I feel like God was saying in this part, in this chapter, this story, was God was showing him, look, you're concerned more about that, but Jonah was more concerned about the vine, but he wasn't concerned about the people. He wasn't concerned about the people in Nineveh. He wasn't concerned about their livestock. He just wanted to see God pass judgment. But guess what? The people turned from their evil ways and said, let me get it right. And here he is upset. Here he is, even though he's upset, he still takes his front row seat or seat in the background so he can see what God was going to do. Sometimes God's our focus is so wrong. Sometimes we're running away, we're running from the message, but at the same time, sometimes we're upset when God, like, God, I want you to bring judgment. Well, how do you want God to bring judgment on those people? And those are lives. Those are lives. Those are souls that can be reached. But then you're going to want God to be gracious and merciful with you. He was so upset more about the vine than about rejoicing and saying, thank you, Lord, that the people of Nineveh turn. Thank you, Lord, that you won't have to destroy them. You know, perhaps he didn't like the people of Nineveh. You know, but here he is bringing this message, being obedient to what God told him to do. But then the flesh was like, I want to see them pay. I want to see them pay. You know, guys, did he have a right to be angry? No. Do we have a right to be angry in our lives when things don't go the way we expect them to go? And then what about people? What about when you're ministering to people that you might not like? Everyone deserves to hear the message. It's not a red, yellow, black and white message. It's a love message. It's not about your nationality. Because guess what? Our blood is red. This is a message of love. This is a message of reconciliation. See, God spoke. And God is speaking to us today. You know, some of us, like I said, some of us are more concerned about other things than people's souls. Okay, a person wore some tennis shoes to church. They don't need to have a 10-minute lecture on not wearing shoes to church. You're saying? Jonah's mind was on something else rather than just saying, thank you, Lord, for these souls. Thank you, Lord, that these people have turned to you. He was more concerned about the vine. And sometimes, guys, even in ministry, it's a thin line that sometimes we're ministering to people. We might think, oh, I'm better than that person. We're all saved by grace. It doesn't matter how much money you have. It doesn't matter what kind of car you drive or which area, which neighborhood you live in. The question is, are you willing to do what God has called you to do? Are you willing to do what God has called you to do? Innocent people were there. He was more concerned about the vine. You know, sometimes guys, even in ministry, sometimes we get off focus. We get off focus. That's about the people. It's not about what we're wearing. It's not about how we think we sound or how we think we talk or and all those different things. It's about lives being changed. It's about lives being saved. Is life the way I expected it to be years ago? No. But guess what? God has a purpose for each and every one of us. God might send you to some places where you don't want to really share. You might not even like the people. But if God gives you the message, you have to be obedient to give the message. And when he gives that message, pray and hope that they will hear. You know, sometimes, guys, we want God to be gracious with us, but we don't want to be gracious to other people. You know, the message. I'm going to encourage you tonight, focus on the bigger picture. Sometimes, guys, we focus on the small things, but how about focus on the bigger picture? Lord, what are you doing in this season of my life? What are you doing with the people around me, the people you placed in my life? What message? You know, sometimes, guys, the platform that God has given you is where you live. Sometimes the platform of ministering people are the people you work with, the people in your neighborhood. You have to be on the big stage. You have to be in the big theater. Just be present 100% where you are right now. And guess what? God can use you wherever you are. You might have that neighbor that you might not like. But guess what? God died for that neighbor too. You know, I was in a meeting one time. And a colleague, a coworker, reminded someone basically to be a little merciful, be a little kind to that person, because you don't know what people are going through. You know, you're not going to like everyone, but you give that message. You share what God has told you to share. If God has told you to smile, person, smile. If he's giving you a message, you give that person, give the message. You know, and then pray. Pray that God will use you for his glory. And pray for the soul of the other person. How many of us have gotten away from praying for people? Pray for people. I want to encourage you tonight, focus on the bigger picture. Focus on the bigger picture. You know, Jonah wasn't. He was focused on a lot of that was like, I did what you called me to do. Now, this is what I'm expecting you to do, Lord. I'm upset because you're not doing what I was expecting you to do. And again, sometimes we do that. Powerful image I once heard. If tomorrow, this is Greg's message. Thanks, Greg. Powerful message, image I once heard. If tomorrow you awoke and the only things you had were what you thanked God for yesterday, what would you have? It is impossible to be bitter and thankful. So spend time thanking the Lord. Best recipe to rid your life of bitterness. Amen. Thank you for sharing that, Brother Greg. Thank you, man. You know, that's what I've had to do in my life, too. You know, Greg, you guys know, just saying thank you, Lord. I've told my mom this. Just saying thank you, Lord, living a life of thanksgiving so that when depression would try to come, there's nothing to really be depressed about because I'm so grateful because it could have been worse. Things could have been different, you know. It does help to say thank you, Lord. Sometimes, you know, that's another subject about that part about depression, but that whole thing about being thankful, it is impossible. I love that, Greg. It is impossible to be bitter and thankful. So spend time thanking the Lord. Best recipe to rid your life of bitterness. See, you know, I'll even say this. Jonah probably became bitter. These people haven't died yet. You haven't dealt with those people yet. I'm getting this message, and you haven't done that yet. This is what I'm expecting the Lord to do. You haven't done it yet? You know, ask yourself, what am I upset about? If you're upset, right? You have to ask yourself, what am I upset about? And sometimes, guys, it's about being honest with the Lord. You know, sometimes, guys, we're walking around, we're upset with the Lord. This has happened in our life. That has happened. This person seemed to be blessed. I'm not blessed. And sometimes we're walking around angry with the Lord. So I'm going to tell you guys this. Ask yourself, what am I upset about? This is if you are upset. What are you upset about? And sometimes about just being honest and saying, Lord, I'm upset because it seems like, you know, you fill in that blank. But once you have that dialogue and you own it, then you can work to move beyond that. But if you walk around with bitterness and anger issues, even with God, because things might not be happening the way you expected them to happen. Perhaps your ministry hasn't grown as quickly as you expected it to happen. Perhaps your new job has things aren't going the way you expected them. But I want to encourage you to stay focused, do what God's called you to do, and be 100% in that. This whole story, Jonah, again, it's so easy sometimes to read these stories in the Bible and leave yourself out of it. But it's a different thing when you put yourself in the story and just ask yourself, how would I react if I was in Jonah's position? You know, because sometimes, you know, we can judge them. Jonah could have done better than that. I can't believe Jonah did that. You know, and how many of you guys didn't like someone? How many of you guys had an incident where you did not like someone? And you know you heard the Holy Spirit, the Lord telling you to that person, it's going to be okay. Or perhaps the Lord told you, look, give that person $20. I'm not giving that person any money. I don't like that person. I'm not going to do it. You know, well, I'm just giving that as an example. You know, guys, sometimes, guys, we don't do what God's called us to do because we don't like that person. Oscar says many times, yeah, many times. Yeah, I am not going to do that. I am not going to give that to that person. But what happens when you do what God's called you to do? Then God can really bless you. He can bless that person too. Perhaps that person needs to hear what was said at that particular moment. What if you did not say it? What if Jonah did not tell the people of Nineveh 40 more days and Nineveh will be overturned? They would have still been doing what they were doing, and God would have restored them. Then that blood would have been on his hands because he didn't give that message. But at the same time, he finally gives the message, and then it's like, I'm going to sit back and see how you are going to deal with them. And then when God didn't deal with them the way he wanted to, then he was upset. You know, the biggest thing is that we do our part and God will do the rest. We do our part, whether we're sowing the seed or whether we're watering the seed, we do our part what God's called us to do and then do that. But sometimes, guys, we're more upset about that thing we're angry about rather than the people around us. Sometimes we're more angry because that person got raped, but we're not concerned that person is a human being. That person, you don't know what that person is going through. Sometimes, guys, we become so self-centered. We give the message that God told us to give and become self-centered because we want to tell God what to do and why he's not doing it. And I'm upset because X, Y, and Z, you know, you fill in the blank. You know, then I'm going to tell you guys this. What God's blessed us with, he's blessed us with. It's not something that you've had, you have. It's not something that you created. It's something he's blessed you with. If you blessed, did you build your home? Even if you built your home, even if you're a contractor and you built your home or had it built, did you create the things you need, the things necessary to build the house? It's something that God's given you. So do you really have a right to be angry? Then what does that say about you when you're angrier about things rather than about people's souls? I'm encouraging you tonight. Don't get hooked up on the things that you have neither created or blessings that you have come into your life more than you are about what God has called you to do and to become. You see, you never know. A smile, a hug can change someone's life. You don't know what people are going through today. And you might have a message. Someone might need to read what you said right here. What would have happened if Greg, Brother Greg, did not share this powerful image I once heard? If tomorrow you awoke and the only things you had were what you thank God for yesterday, what would you have? Someone needs to read that. Someone needs to read that. And guess what? That could change someone's life. So you know what? Let me start giving thanks. Let me stop being nasty to people. Let me start being gracious to people. How about I treat people the way I want to be treated? You know, so anything you share or say, guys, can touch someone's life. You might not know. So when you're sharing on here, when you're sharing from your heart and you're sharing your struggles and you're encouraging, saying, yes, I love that. Yes, you're encouraging. We're encouraging one another. Listen, you don't know what people are going through. So share what God has placed in your heart to share and encourage people. Share that. You know. Guys. Whew. Sunshine. I'm just sitting here reading this thing right here. I want to encourage you tonight that God loves you, that God has a message for you. You know, sometimes we have to check ourselves. We have to check our hearts. You know, again, Jonah was more concerned about the vine than he was about the people of Nineveh. He wanted to see God deal with them. How about having mercy? What about saying, thank you, Lord, for choosing me to give this message? And I pray they will hear the message. And I pray that they will heed to the message. Listen, guys, people are hurting for real. But I'm encouraged today for those who love the Lord, who have lived their lives, have lived long lives, that when they cross over and they leave this, that's the side, have faith. I have faith and believe that they will be present with the Lord. We will be present with the Lord. Guys, we got to know where we're going. And while we have time today, let us learn from those who have paved the way. You know, let us learn from this story about Jonah. Let's be more concerned about people's souls. He's more concerned about what he was experiencing, his discomfort, rather than people's souls. And again, a Christian does not mean being a doormat. I want to encourage you, focus on the bigger picture. Share the message. Give thanks. Bless the Lord. Ask the Lord to touch people's hearts. And then just be willing to do what God tells you to do. Whether you give some money here, whether you give a word here, whether you give a smile here, whether you give a hug here, whether you give some kind of encouragement to someone, and tell them you can't make it, that you will win. Today is your day for your breakthrough. You know, there are a lot of hurting people. And if we can get past our opinions about people and really just give, show some love, spread love, and encourage people, guess what? God can do so many things in our lives and in our ministry. Let's not lose sight on what is really, really important. Are you angry? Should you be angry? No, you should be thankful. You should thank the Lord. You have no reason to be angry because what you have is what God has given you. I want to say God bless you. Thank you so much, Oscar. What's going on, Miss Scott? Thank you guys for coming through. I pray, guys, you have a good night. I know you guys are probably going to that football game if it's still on, but I appreciate you guys coming through. Brother Greg, you know, I'm praying for you. I'm praying for your family and everyone. You know, I give you my condolences. You know, much love. We're praying for you and for your family. Amen. Thank you for so much, cousin. And God bless you guys. I love each and every one of you. I pray God's blessings over you. I want to encourage you to live that life for Thanksgiving. Be thankful. You know, focus on what's really, really important in your life and in the relationships. And we're going to talk about connections next. We're going to talk about connections because the connections are so, so very important. Amen. Praise God. Praise God, Greg. 99 years is a long time, and she definitely was a woman of God. And, you know, she will always be, here in my heart, a great woman of God, and I love her so much. And you know our stories, Greg, you know our story. You know, she was definitely a remarkable woman of God. God bless you and your family during this time. Okay, Mom. Okay, I will bring you on next week, Mom. My mother would like to come on and bring her testimony. I'll bring you on, okay? God bless you guys. I love you. Thank you so much, Mom, again. Thank you guys so much. Guys, will keep the Banks family in our prayers. And I'm glad that you had a great day of celebration for your grandma yesterday. God bless you guys. Please share this on your pages. If I didn't call you, charge to my mind and definitely not to my heart. I love each and every one of you. Thank you for coming through, those who have come through tonight. And if you come through, just leave a message here and I will respond. God bless you. Be encouraged. And I look forward to seeing you guys. Hopefully it's coming Thursday. I'm going to try to do it on Zoom and bring it through Facebook and try to do that. But God bless you. Be encouraged tonight. Much love to you guys. All right. Take it easy, Dr. T. God bless you guys. Much love.